Blackstone Audio presents The Closing of the American Border, Terrorism, Immigration, and Security Since 9/11 by Edward Alden. Introduction. Dr. Faiz Bora should have been operating on babies' hearts. Instead, in the spring of 2003, he had been waiting almost 9 months for some word from the American consulate in Karachi, Pakistan, that he would be allowed to return to the United States. Since coming to the States more than a decade before on a training program for foreign doctors, the diminutive Pakistani had climbed to a stature reserved for the most talented of American surgeons. He had studied for 7 years in general surgery at George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C., finishing his term as chief resident. In 2000, he had become one of just 120 surgeons in the United States selected each year to train in cardiothoracic surgery, which involves the most delicate and life-threatening operations on the heart and lungs. He was one of only two chosen for residencies at the prestigious UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles, one of the country's top programs. It was no accidental appointment. Years earlier, Bora had identified the man he wanted to be his mentor, Hillel Lax, a globally renowned pediatric heart surgeon who had saved, among countless others, the life of actor Sylvester Stallone's baby daughter Sophia Rose by performing open-heart surgery to repair a hole in her heart. Only half a dozen hospitals in North America were doing such surgeries, and UCLA's was widely regarded as the best. Lax, a South African-born Orthodox Jew who first came to the United States to train at Harvard, had pioneered a host of new surgical techniques, from transplants with artificial hearts to delicate procedures for operating on infants. He was the first to...